actually bogus ad from the leading pro-Obama super PAC that's expected to run in battleground states across the country. It features a laid-off steel worker named Joe Soptic.
When Mitt Romney and Bain closed the plant, I lost my health care. And my family lost their health care. And a short time after that, my wife became ill. I don't know how long she was sick. And I think maybe she didn't say anything because she knew that we couldn't afford the insurance. And then one day she became ill, and I took her up to the Jackson County Hospital and admitted her for pneumonia, and that's when they found the cancer. And by then it was stage four. There was nothing they could do for her. And she passed away in 22 days.
That's obviously a very sad story. Keeping them honest, though, as heart-wrenching as the loss of a job and the death of a spouse obviously is, virtually nothing else about the story fits either the timeline or the facts. But Mr. Romney was still on the books as Bain's CEO when the steel mill shut down in 2001. He'd already left 2 years before to run the Olympics. Now, you can argue he was still listed as CEO and had earlier had a hand in how the company was handled. But in the ad, Mr. Soptic says his wife became ill a, quote, short time after Romney and Bain closed the plants and he lost his health care. Well, it turns out it was 5 years after that, in 2006, that his wife unfortunately died. In addition, CNN's Breonna Keeler spoke to Mr. Soptic. He told her that his wife actually had other health insurance. Actually, her primary insurance was from her own job, and she still had that when he lost his health insurance. As with the Romney ad we talked about before the break, the fact checkers are not smiling on this one either. The Washington Post giving this ad the same as Romney's, four Pinocchios, concluding, quote, on just every level, this ad stretches the bounds of common sense and decency. Tonight, both the White House and the Obama campaign are trying to distance itself from the Priorities USA ad. Press Secretary Jay Carney saying, quote, I still haven't seen the ad. I've read about it. I don't speak for a third-party group. I speak for the president and the administration, and I explain and defend his policies. President Obama's campaign spokeswoman went farther than his White House spokesman, saying, quote, we have nothing, no involvement with any ads that are done by Priorities USA. She went on to say, we don't have any knowledge of the story of the family. Keeping them honest, though, the campaign certainly ought to have at least some knowledge of Joe Soptic and his family because they used him in one of their own campaign ads earlier.
I was a steel worker for 30 years. We had a reputation for quality products. It was something that was American-made, and we weren't rich, but I was able to put my daughter through college.
That was Joe Soptic in an earlier ad for the Obama 2012 campaign. Bill Burden is a senior strategist for Priorities USA Action. He joins us now. So, Bill, let's talk about this. The Washington Post says about your ad, quote, on just every level, this ad stretches the bounds of common sense and decency. Independent fact checkers have echoed that sentiment, saying it's inaccurate. How can you imply that Mitt Romney and Bain are somehow to blame for that poor woman dying of cancer?
My goodness, we don't, and we would not. I mean, those fact checks presuppose that that's exactly what we were trying to do, and that's not the point of the ad. The point of the ad is to tell the story of the impact that Mitt Romney had on the lives of thousands of people. When he came to town, they lost their jobs, they lost their health care, they lost their pension benefits. And that impact is felt still today in those communities.
But you spent, I mean, you're a smart guy. You have a lot of smart ad people in the group that you're working with. Half the ad is him talking about his wife's demise. And it ends with him saying, I do not think that Mitt Romney realizes what he's done to anyone. The implication is clearly that he is responsible, or what the actions he took led to his wife's death.
Now, the story is a very sad one. And the truth is that there are thousands of stories that that happened as a result of Mitt Romney and his time at Bain. And some of them are really tragic. But just because they're really sad or tragic doesn't mean that they should be off limits. Well, we think it's important to tell the stories of these folks and how they were impacted by Mitt Romney.
Well, Bill Burden, I appreciate you coming on to talk about the ad. Thanks, Bill.
Thanks, Anderson.